Every year, Forbes magazine publishes a list of the 400 richest Americans, the elite Forbes 400. Individuals on the list come and go from year to year as their personal circumstances change and their industries rise and fall, but some names are constant. Among those leading the list year in and year out are certain mega-billionaires who trace their wealth to a product, computer software or hardware, a service, retailing, or lucky parentage, inheritance. Of those perennially in the top five, only one made his fortune through investment savvy. That one person is Warren Buffett. In the early 1990s, he was number one. Then for a few years, he seesawed between number one and number two with a youngster named Bill Gates. Even for the dot-com-crazed year 2000, when so much of the wealth represented by the Forbes 400 came from the phenomenal growth in technology, Buffett, who smilingly eschews high-tech anything, was firmly in fourth position. He was still the only person in the top five for whom the source of wealth column read, stock market. In 2004, he was solidly back in the number two position. In 1956, Buffett started his investment partnership with $100. After 13 years, he cashed out with $25 million. At the time of this writing, mid-2004, his personal net worth has increased to $42.9 billion. The stock in his company is selling at $92,900 a share, and millions of investors around the world hang on his every word. To fully appreciate Warren Buffett, however, we have to go beyond the dollars, the performance accolades, and the reputation. Investment beginning. Warren Edward Buffett was born August 30, 1930, in Omaha, Nebraska. His grandfather owned a grocery store and once employed a young Charlie Munger. His father was a local stockbroker. As a boy, Warren Buffett was always fascinated with numbers and could easily do complex mathematical calculations in his head. At age 8, he began reading his father's books on the stock market. At age 11, he marked the board at the brokerage house where his father worked. His early years were enlivened with entrepreneurial ventures, and he was so successful that he told his father he wanted to skip college and go directly into business. He was overruled. Buffett attended the business school at the University of Nebraska, and while there, he read a new book on investing by a Columbia professor named Benjamin Graham. It was, of course, The Intelligent Investor. Buffett was so taken with Graham's ideas that he applied to Columbia Business School so that he could study directly with Graham. Bill Ruane, now chairman of the Sequoia Fund, was in the same class. He recalls that there was an instantaneous mental chemistry between Graham and Buffett and that the rest of the class was primarily an audience. Not long after Buffett graduated from Columbia with a master's degree in economics, Graham invited his former student to join his company, the Graham Newman Corporation. During his two-year tenure there, Buffett became fully immersed in his mentor's investment approach. See Chapter 2 for a full discussion of Graham's philosophy. In 1956, Graham Newman disbanded. Graham, then 61, decided to retire, and Buffett returned to Omaha. Armed with the knowledge he had acquired from Graham, the financial backing of family and friends, and $100 of his own money, Buffett began a limited investment partnership. He was 25 years old.